three, four. Sweet and lovely, won't lady be good? Won't lady be good to me? I'm so awfully misunderstood. Yes, lady, be good to me. Won't somebody please show some pity? I'm all alone in this lonesome city. I'm just an orphan lost in the woods. Won't lady be good to me? Would lady be good to me? This is tulip weather. Let's put our two lips together. Yes. I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood. Would lady be good? Let's put the two and the two together. I'm lonesome, I'm misunderstood. Whoa, lady, be good to me. Just the other day, couple sweet Georgia Brown. I rode away for her to come to town. She had great big legs and ruby lips. Ah, oh, Georgia Brown, who'd ever think that girl could drink? Not much. I bought 7 gallons of Muscatel and she drank it all. She stood on the corner, puts her hands on the hips and says, Lewis, is that all? Says the reason, sucker, that I can drink. She pulls up a skirt and shows a wooden leg. I said, shit, doggone you, I don't want you, Georgia Brown. This is what I said. I said. Then I got mad. I said. I got miffed. I was a viper man way down in a New Orleans band. Oh my, how I played back then for those Creole queens residing over New Orleans. That band, that land was all Dixie. Things got hot round 4 o'clock. Music men, band leaders from everywhere would come on in to the place we were playing on Rampart Street and rest the wearies, sit and drink and listen for a while. It was the style, and you knew they'd soon be playing along to some song we never played before. But how we all would play it. Played them all night long, and so hot they hurt us on the coast. They wanted most to hear that sweet Dixieland, our Pacific breezes land of all those tall palm trees is where we went, paying our rent with money made playing in the talkies. What a world we lived in then. $5 a week per man, 16 cylinder limousines and buildings that scrape the skies. Ah, what dreamers we were with our eyes on the stars. It all came true on the silver screen. So we sat in our seats thinking there'd be no end. And juke joints shook the scene, and folks didn't want no bands then. Not when they could get music from those machines. There's my horn up on the wall, and there's a picture of Preservation Hall. It seems so far away from where we are today. This one here's my little girl. She's walking, she'll soon be talking and asking me, how did we ever come to live in this desert land? Well, I was a viper man way down in a New Orleans band. Oh my, how I played back then for those Creole queens presiding over New Orleans. Oh my, how I played back then.
Hero. Everybody's entitled to a few. Lately I've been listening to a whole lot of Duke Ellington. More and more I've been able to appreciate his genius. My very favorite Duke Ellington song. That's all I'm gonna have fun. Our road manager, Derek, you've seen him running around. He loves to rub the rosin off the violin bow so that it sounds like kind of like. So I've been keeping him away. So if I make any mistakes, it's his fault. Where is that creep? He normally plays sax with us, but his lips and bitching. Too much drinking. Saturday dance, heard they corralled on the floor, awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, but it's so lonely without you. Don't get around much anymore. Whoa, darling, I guess my mind's still at ease. But nevertheless, you can't fight old memories. Being invited on dates, would have gone, but what for? Don't get around much anymore. I miss the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, but something's missing without you. Don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. I am lonely without you. Don't get around much anymore. Whoa, darling, I guess my mind's ill at ease. Whoa, but nevertheless, you can't fight old memories. Being invited on dates, would have gone, but what for? I am empty without you. Don't get around much anymore. For you. This is a song that I wrote when I was working under the name of Bob Wills many years ago. It's for fat people. I always dedicate it to obese people. It's a very fat song. It's about my son, Voluminous London. He was born 19 pounds, 6 ounces. Muy mucho, Childaruni. We dubbed him S.S. London. I wrote him this song and I called it Tubby Wubby, which made him very, how you say in your country, peeved, miffed, pissed off. So he made me change it, so I did, of course, and change it to a Roly Poly, and now it sounds exactly like this right over here. Unos, dos, tres, taco. Roly-poly, just eating corn and taters. Yes, he's hungry every minute of the day. Hey! Roly-poly, he's gnawing on a biscuit. Just as long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. He's roly-poly, he's daddy's little fatty. I'll bet he's gonna be a man someday. Pick-a-loo, all right. Scrambled eggs for breakfast, and you got bread and jelly 20 times a day. Hey, Roly-poly eats a hearty dinner. He tells me it takes a lot of strength to run and play. You just watch him. He pulls up weeds and he does the chores and runs both ways to all the stores. He works up his appetite that way, but lately he's been looking a little. Roly-poly is daddy's little fatty. Yes, I'll bet he's gonna be, bet he's gonna be, bet he's gonna be. An apple pie and he'll never even bat an eye. Roly-poly, his daddy's little fatty. Yes, I'll bet he's gonna be a man someday. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, now we've come to the blues section of our program. I'd like to sing you the saddest of all blues. Not meaning to break your heart necessarily, but these are the real blues. These are, how you say, the true blues. This is the blues. the true story of my life.
Oh, ouch.
I played a blues chord of the night.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born 26 years ago in the small but nevertheless wealthy village of New Rochelle, New York. My father was a multi-millionaire. We had 14 Cadillacs, 16 Mercedes-Benz, and a whole damn fleet of Learjets. But was I happy? That was not rhetorical. Was I happy? Are you curious why I was unhappy? What the hell, you know? Look, it pays your money, it takes your chances. Well, I'll explain it to you. The truth of it is, I wanted to drive, you know, I wanted to drive. I wanted to burn rubber, I wanted to accelerate, I wanted to carburete, I wanted pistons to rings, you know, I wanted knuckles and thumbs, I wanted to move, I wanted to burn rubber, I wanted to squeeze the asphalt, I wanted to make noise. So I went up to my father. I says, Daddy, I want to drive. I want to motivate. I want to move. He looks down at me and he says, I got two words for you, son. Fat chance. I said, but Daddy, why? He says, basically one reason. You just have no respect for human life. I said, but Dad, I would never run down those valueless non-entities. I care for the plebs, you know? But he was tough. Ladies and gentlemen, there I was. Picture me. I was 17 years old. I was with my baby 4 o'clock in the morning after prom night. We were cruising down Main Street, New Rochelle. Just picture us, me and she, cruising down Main Street, New Rochelle, 4:30 in the morning. There we were, hubba hubba, ding ding. We were cruising down the asphalt, Main Street, New Rochelle, 4 in the morning after prom night, cruising for burgers on a sit-down lawn boy lawnmower. It was sharp and it was noisy and it was loud and it ground up the damn asphalt. It was disgusting. It embarrassed me. But it left me with a lasting impression, because the whirring of the blades and the motion of the ocean taught me, told me what I was meant to be. That was a blues singer, because that taught me how to suffer. I mean suffer, I mean pain. So I sold my most important worldly possessions. My whole earth catalog. And I decided to move south and sing the blues. I packed everything up on my lawn boy and I moved to Perth Amboy. I changed my name to Blind Otis Elevator and I started peddling the blues. But not just any blues, unique blues. Rich blues, yeah. Arrogant, nose up in the air blues. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, bourgeois blues. So I'd like you all to get down, but with an enormous amount of dignity while I sing these blues to you. I woke up late this afternoon, and both my cars were gone.
Woke up 4:30 this afternoon, and both my Cadillac and my Mercedes were gone. Got the bourgeois blues so bad, I threw my martini across the lawn. It's hard to sing blues when you're young and you're white and you're Jewish. It's hard to sing these blues when you're young, you're white, you're short, you're arrogant, you're rich, and you're very Jewish. The saddest your blues boy ever gets is a pinker shade of bluish. Play something bluish. Yeah. Gets a blues, he hops into one of his Lear jets and he flies. When daddy gets the blues, he hops into one of his fleet of Lear jets and he flies. But when little Luchkala gets the blues, he hops on his damn lawn boy and he rides. I rode down to the pawnbroker and I said, please sir, won't you give me a 38? I said, please, 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 Mr. Pawnbroker, won't you give me a 38? I'd rather have a 44 personally, but I got the blues so bad that lately I've been losing weight. I woke up late this afternoon, and both my cars was gone. 4:30 this afternoon. But my Cadillac, my Mercedes, and my sit-down lawn boy lawnmower were gone. Got the bourgeois blues so bad, I got these blues so bad, I got the bourgeois blues so bad, I threw my martini across the lawn. I got the bourgeois blues, yes, 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 yeah, yeah. Thank you, music lovers. Yeah. That's an old tune from World War I. See how out of tune we are. Some strings are in. The odds on the snowstorm, what do you think? We were driving down, I was sure we were gonna be the only ones here. I'm glad to see everybody, good to see ya. Last time we were supposed to play here, we couldn't make it because the Garden State Parkway turned into an ice skating rink. That's really a little bit weird, like when you're driving down the road, you know, at like 15 miles an hour, you know, like buzzing down the parkway at 15,
and every 50 feet there's a car off the road. I mean, like, turned over, you know,
people going like this.
Makes you think. It really makes you think. Your whole life flashes before you. So I called up Phil and I said, hey man, I can't make it. This has been a brutal winter. We were out in Buffalo when that enormous storm hit Ohio. And Buffalo was having gale force winds. It was the most scared I've been in my life driving. We have this van, which is like wind. I mean, wind, it's fuel for the sails. It just like comes along in this van and goes, you know, and the van goes zoom, zoom, zoom. It was incredible. But Buffalo was ready for this big storm, and all they got was wind. They called it a windstorm. They called it Mariah. Play me those chords again. This is a song for people like me who wait. Some people see they put their foot in their mouth by saying the wrong thing. I always get in trouble for not saying anything at all. And this is a song for people like me, you know, fools. 'Cause once you miss your chance to say something important, it never comes back. You know, you just blew it. She said, sing to me now. Sing of the flower print on gingham. She said, sing to me now. Sing to me now. In the light of what's happened tonight, I've been drinking. Talk about your blues. Don't speak to me of paying dues. I'm a kingpin. I hope that we'd last through the season and rebuild our nest in the spring. Oh, the joy it brings. Ah, the joy it brings. When she said, sing to me now. Sing of the flower print on gingham. She said, sing to me now. Lord, sing to me now, 'cause I'm leaving. Thank you.
up with the sun. I'm up, not another one is creeping. Hey, keep your eye on the line, and never you mind if I'm weeping. I hope that we'd last one more season and rebuild our nest come the spring. Ah, the joy it would bring. Ah, the joy it would bring. When she said, dance with me now, dance to my heartbeat and my breathing. Dance with me now. Dance with me now. I'm leaving. And she said, sing to me now. Sing to me now. Sing to me now. She said, sing to me now, and sing to me now. It's time to sing, won't you sing? And won't you sing to me now? And sing to me now, and sing. And she said, sing to me now. Oh, sing to me now, won't you sing to me now? Won't you sing to me now? It's time to sing to me now, and sing. She said, sing to me now, but don't sing of me when I'm gone.
Once again, just in case you're curious, on string bass with us is Don Messina. And helping me with having written some tunes and also playing guitar and harmonica, Mark Josephs. Got the record for sale if you care for it. If you don't, hell with you. it's music, you know, it's kind of mean. I'm gonna play this song and take a vacation and try and get down to South Jersey and miss the storm. We've been on the road now for 12 or 13 days. And it's been a pleasure. We've just had some great jobs, and this is my very favorite way to cap off, to top off.
It's a buzz off.
The buzz off.
Is it buzz off?
Buzz off. Yeah.
You got to see Buzz off. If you ever get to Geneseo, stop in there and just walk up to him and go,
Yeah.
He'll love it. Or walk up to him and go like this. really. He'll walk up right up to you and he'll go like this too. I don't know what it means. He's nuts. It means lather up. That's what he told me. I said, hey, Buzzo, man, what does that mean? He went,
lather up. Yeah.
Buzzo Limited, that's the music store, and he's got all these picks. Man, I got some. Buzzo Limited, if there is any limit. Yeah. Buzzo, here. It says, Buzzo, you kidding me or what? For real, what great picks. What a guy. That was the best. But I want to thank you for just making everything perfect on this couple of weeks. This has just been a pleasure, and I'm glad you came out, and I hope we all make it home before the snow. You know, the snow. Thank you a lot. This is a tune written by my hero. The first tune we did tonight, Swing Time and Springtime, is a Django Reinhardt tune that I changed around a little bit and put words to. This is another one that I pretty much did the same thing to. Django was a gypsy guitarist, and he was perhaps the first man to ever play jazz single notes on guitar. He only had two fingers on his left hand. The other two were burned together in a caravan fire. And people have been trying to catch his flair since his death, or even during his life, and haven't been able to. He's just an entity unto himself. And the best we hope to do is kind of catch a little bit of the gypsy with this particular tune and say goodnight to you all. Thanks again. This is called Stompin' at Decca. It sounds just like this right over here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shade of blue, it's true, I'm lonesome without you. If I could find you, I'd remind you to write home, write home, where you belong. It's so wrong to be so stubborn strong. I tried to say I love you, I said so long since you've been gone. I tried to carry on alone, but you know things just ain't the same. And I'm not scarred, I'm downright maimed. I'm crying, hey, 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 I fly a TWA halfway around the world, and I carry back that girl. This is what I'd say. On my feet, and there's hot tar upon the street, and would I run a mile to share a smile with you? Yeah, cause with you gone, my life ain't whole. It's not big, it's not small, it's not a new light blue, but a true light blue with no shoes, no shoes, no shoes. Special. It's something that sometimes you write a song and it takes you a long time to figure out whether you like it or not. I like it this week. I'm gonna play it. This sounds like it's a sad song, but it's not at all. It's It's written about a charming woman named Emma who was a street dancer. She danced on the streets and just for tips. And I met her in Washington, D.C. when she came to the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in 1976. And she told me this story that I'll sing to you. And all I had to do was make it rhyme, so this is really her song. And it's called Emma's Song, and it sounds exactly like this.
Here it is.
City streets, a heartbeat like a drum. She moves her feet, but the rest of her's gone numb. For a coin, she'll pantomime a verse. And you can pass her by and drop change in a silver purse. And it's a toast to the 1940s, when Emma danced for our boys overseas. There were wild cheers, and those years tell the story. And you can pitch a coin and toast a memory. Busy streets, his hands are slow in some, and so he taps his feet and strums chords with his thumb. His voice cuts through the street noise and the crowds, but he'll stop a song when you drop a coin, and he'll say, God bless you, pal. And it's a toast to the 1940s, when Oliver had his name on the marquee. He was the old man with a thousand told stories. And if you pitch a coin, you toast a memory. The streetlight casts a sidewalk silhouette. It's a shadow with a jingling in her pockets. Ollie knows that sound and sings her favorite love song. It's Emma's song. She says, Oliver, baby, let's go. To the 1940s, and to a strong hand stirring honey in the tea. And winter puts its curse upon the city, and we pitch our coins and toast our memories. City streets, his heart is growing old. And when Ollie died, Emma danced and never knew. Now bitter streets cry out for better times, and for bittersweet, guilty hands and silver coins. A toast to the 1940s. But friends, it's a love song about a love so strong and fair. With a brandy to warm the foolhardy, and with a prayer to find a love as true as theirs. And I pray you find a love as true as theirs.
See you later.